Okay. Okay, you are free to take it away.
Okay. I bet you don't. Okay. Welcome to the meeting, everyone. Just going to attempt to make this into a slideshow. Sorry, guys.
You need to do the function of faith thing.
I did.
Oh, okay.
Okay, we'll have to deal with it like this day. This is the first meeting for developing our product here. I'm Heather, our new project manager.
Hi.
Okay, so that was the opening. The first thing we'll do is get acquainted with one another. If everyone could go around and explain their role and their name.
Okay, my name is Poppy. I'm the industrial designer for this project. I'm going to be responsible for the functional design phase, also the conceptual design and the detailed design for the final product.
Nice to meet you, Poppy.
My name is Tara and I'm the user interface designer. I will also be responsible for the functional design phase, the conceptual design phase, and the detailed design phase of the user interface design.
Hi, I'm Genevieve. I'm the marketing expert. I'm an expert at marketing. I'll be telling you guys about the user requirement specifications for our new product. I'll be doing some trend watching in the conceptual design and product evaluation for the design phase.
Hi, I'm Heather. Well, I can pretty much read what it is we're doing, but tool training is one thing that we're going to be doing today, as well as planning the project, how we're going to create this product and discuss our aims and objectives. Which brings us to our next sub-goal. as a team, we're going to be designing and creating a new kind of remote control. We want this to be a marketable product that can be trendy, completely new style, so that can really appeal to a generation that doesn't want a simple, plain kind of challenger. And it needs to be user-friendly for maybe, for an example, for people that can't see the numbers as well, or perhaps an ergonomic designer. Okay.
This is television remote control.
Yes, it's a television remote control. I believe it should be taking minutes on this right now. So. The way that we're going to go about this is we'll have a time where we can come up with new ideas alone and work on the project, and then after we've brainstormed and thought about, we can come together in a meeting and discuss what kind of functional design we want to use, same with conceptual design and detailed design. making sure that it's usable, that as a and that it's feasible to create and come up with a concept of what you want it to look like. Tool training. I say everyone
yeah,
no?
Okay.
Thank you.
Great. One thing that we're going to do is become more acquainted with the tools that we have access to for our project. One of them is our whiteboard, and as a sort of team building moment, I'd like us to try out the whiteboard by expressing our favorite animal and the characteristics of that animal. Why that should be your favorite animal. So I'm assuming that we can do that now.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. With our microphones still attached to our bodies.
Okay.
Do you have
elk
where
you can pull?
Yes,
you do.
We have moose too.
You have moose?
Yep.
Yeah.
We have sheep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Uh-oh, we have a good artist.
Yeah. Nice. This is mine.
Oh, very shapely.
That's a sketching of my elk, and it is my favorite animal right now because it is a large, beautiful, majestic creature that in a way it looks kind of awkward because it's on skinny legs, and but it can really overcome harsh terrain. And although it's gorgeous, it's also very dangerous because it has strong antlers and. And really combat its enemies, and then like it's an herbivore, but can really do everything.
Very nice.
Good. Yeah. I'm going to take minutes while you guys.
Okay, I think animal lover, I like all sorts of animals, but for the moment I'm going to draw a cat in memory of them. A cat that died recently. I like cats because they're so independent and they always seem to be doing what they want to be doing. But that doesn't mean they're completely not sociable because they enjoy interacting with humans as well, and they seem to enjoy the good things like sunshine and running around outside as well as the inside and enjoying the food. And generally they just seem so cool, and they just know what they're doing. I reckon they're sort of, they've got resources, they know what they want. Basically, that's what I like.
Thank you.
But it's gonna be a really fun job, cause I'm not sure how to draw at all.
Well, there are like different types of them, I'm sure it represents one kind of thing.
It's a character not, I think. I think, it's a scary character. This, that is not a dog.
We can say that like a person.
Pinocchio.
Draw a dog, that's supposed to have a lot, oh my god. Right, you know what it's supposed to be. It's a dog.
Okay.
I like dogs because, they're so good to humans, like they can be trained to be police dogs and CNI dogs, and they're just such friendly animals, and like, they're more of a companion than cats. I've not really enjoyed cats don't really like me, so cats like them. But they're just a family and warm and nice bunnies that don't want to be cats.
Alrighty. I feel like a robot. Okay. Well, I guess I had the most time to think about it. I'm going to draw a butterfly, because I saw a butterfly yesterday that seemed to be like the symbol of spring arriving. And it was actually the prettiest butterfly I've ever seen out in the wild. And I thought that was pretty cool in Scotland. It was like, well, it was a little pointier than that. At first I thought it was a dead leaf. And then it landed on the wall next to me. But this part was all brown and then had these big blue dots like this. And then it kind of, there's a green, I think it was a green ring, and there was like red going out like this.
It's kind of like a peacock.
Yeah, it kind of was actually, because it was this part of the body was really dull, and then it was like the most colorful, exotic butterfly ever. And I'm like, wow, this is middle of Scotland in like March. So I thought that was pretty cool. And it landed by a wall and let me look at it for about 2 minutes. I wish I'd had my camera. So that's going to be my favorite animal, because after all the snow, it seemed to say that like spring is finally here. Yeah, there you go. What do we?
Do you hear the eraser buzzing while you do that?
Yes, I do.
So now we know how to use the whiteboard. Next thing we need to address is our financial department to meet our budget. Well, not meet our budget, but more like what kind of a selling range we'll be looking at. We want to make this as a selling price of 25 euros. And so we have to come up with a way to create a remote control where we can, like the price to create it will be significantly less. We'd like to make 50 million euro, assuming that's what the M means, and make it for an international market. One thing we have to think about internationally is in the design of like different kinds of VCRs, things like that, depending on which country you are. Another thing for the design team to think about. We want it to cost absolute maximum of 12 euro and 50 cents.
Okay, so we'll have 100% profit then? 12.50?
I'm bad at math.
Okay.
So now that that is underway, in the discussion topics, so this is time for us to bring our initial ideas, any suggestions that you may have so far, and your personal experiences with remote controls, and areas you see that could be improved in your experience with them. Does anyone have any initial thoughts?
I find in the dark it's often hard to know what button you're pushing.
Mm-hmm. So something we could do to remedy that.
Okay. I just find that in our house, the remote control always goes missing. It's always working with the remote control. So maybe if you could have some kind of tracking device with the remote control or some signal that you could find out where it was, had some kind of alarm, you can press a button on the wall.
It's a great idea.
Because it always gets lost.
Do you not find that, like, there's a lot of buttons on your remote control
yeah.
and you don't know what?
Yeah, that you don't use half.
Yeah,
some remote controls where there's kind of a hidden panel, so all those buttons that you don't really use unless you're programming or something,
that's
useful.
Yeah, it is.
So you just have like the number buttons, power button, TV mm-hmm. video button.
Yeah.
Anything about the look of the remote control that you might have ideas about? Maybe it could be, instead of like a standard rectangular shape, it could be something more interesting, like any ideas we'll do that you have at this point?
It could be shaped like a conch. No. Like a shell-shaped remote.
Novelty. Are we going into kind of novelty factors here? Like I've seen...
Well, if it's a
trendy like
original
okay.
Aspect we're going for, I mean, you're the designer, too,
yeah.
You can decide what kind of direction you want to go in, but at this point in the first meeting, can
yeah.
be any ideas that we just throw out there?
I suppose if we're heading to have it, like, make a huge profit out of this. It needs to be quite a universally accepted thing, like a novelty thing might only sell a few things rather than like a general kind of more acceptable, but we don't want to go to a boring because that would sell out.
Yeah. And the key issue here is being trendy and original.
Yeah.
That does not necessarily mean it needs to be outrageous.
Yeah.
We have 5 minutes left, so just to cover one more thing, like you can go over your ideas, of course, in your own personal time. Our next meeting will be in half an hour, so you have half an hour to think about what you want to present, or not present, but bring to the meeting. ID, whatever that stands for.
Industrial
design. You have to remember these things. You'll be beginning your working design. UID, the technical functions design, will be worked on the next 30 minutes, maybe how this can be achieved, and we need the user requirements from the
marketing
expert. You will get specific instructions of what to do in the next half an hour, and I'll see you in half an hour, okay?
Okay, thank you.